Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And, man, how times have changed. I was beginning to think we had to get rid of that open because this coronavirus thing was fading away, but not so. We'll talk about that, among other things, during the course of the broadcast today. Hello again. Good to be back with you. After a few days away, if time permits, I'll tell you a little bit more about how I spent a few days last week. A little traveling. I can't say it was recreational, but it was a good time nonetheless with family and friends. So hope to share more about that coming up. If you've listened with regularity, one of my big concerns is that we avoid buying into people's crappy narratives. I have to tell you, and more so than ever, even during the time off, here's the reality of my life. When I am off, I am not off. You ever have that experience with life? You're off from work. You're not on the clock, per se. And I tell people all the time, people ask, well, how long do you take to prepare your show? And I tell people, for me, show prep is 24/7. It's going on all the time. If you have any doubt, I'd love for you to see the place where I collect notes for this broadcast before I put into a final form and a rundown. It is, I was going through this morning, I was like, there's no way I will get to a third or even a tenth of what is here just from the past few days. But the point being, can I just share my heart for a bit? I am so deeply burdened for my black brothers and sisters, who I believe have been completely bamboozled by a narrative that is literally killing them. I am so tired of it. Every time I turn on social media, it's another story of victimization. And it's like there's a contest to see who can find new stories of victimization. I know what the numbers say, as demonstrated by my friend Will Riley in his book. There are many more white people killed by cops than there are blacks. How many news stories do you see of white people killed by police officers? Nobody's interested. But in order to fan the flames of racial strife, the news media loves these stories. And it's not that I don't think attention should be paid to any of these stories. But there's no balanced coverage of it. And by the way it's covered, you would think that it's only black people being killed by cops, which is absolutely not true. I am sick and tired of the victimization. Thought I brought this book with me. I did not. But it's a book that's written by a man who got sucked into the communist narrative. And let me say it again, communist narrative, to the point he joined the communist movement years ago, saw it from the inside and realized this is not good, got out of it. I am grieved. I am burdened. So every time I see this narrative blown away, blasted, it's cause for celebration. Came across this really cool story. It's about a man with a history of negative run-ins with state and local police. You know what he did? He saved the life of a police officer who was involved in a fiery crash that would have killed him. This goes against everything you're supposed to believe. That it's blacks against the cops. It's the cops against black people. And as I said, the media beats this drum every single solitary day with no conscience whatsoever. Dalen McLee, he's black, sitting in his home. And the impact of something literally shook his home. He heard the boom just before his house rattled and believed that a small earthquake shook the town of Uniontown, Pennsylvania, until a relative came into his house to tell him there was a car crash outside his home. McLee sprinted outside. He discovered Uniontown police officer Jay Hanley was trapped in a burning police cruiser. The flames just started to spread into the passenger compartment. What did McLee do? Did he think to himself, well, it's a police officer, no big deal. They hate black people anyway. No. He intervened. He dragged Hanley from the burning car. McLee said Hanley asked not to be moved because of an apparent leg injury. He didn't see or feel the flames from the wreck spreading up to the cruiser's cabin. Then they started to see flames start to go inside of the car from the bottom. McLee said, I just had to get him out. Another officer tried to assist me. I ripped the door open. We started dragging him across the street before the car ignited or anything else serious happened. McLee said there was simply no way he could stand by and watch the officer burn to death. And these are the quotes that just absolutely registered in my heart. I know this man is my brother through Christ, and I could not leave him behind. There were people outside screaming. We felt it in the house. It was like a jolt. This man heard those sounds, and he recognized, it's time for me to rise to the occasion. And keep in mind, this is not a man who was completely disconnected from the law enforcement system. He's had his issues before with police. He's had run-ins with the police in the past. But he did not think twice about saving the life of this police officer. He goes on. There's value in every human life. I cannot imagine just watching anyone burn, no matter what other people have done to me or other officers. This guy deserves to make it home safely to his family. As I mentioned, this is a guy who has had problems with police before. In fact, he even filed a lawsuit against four Pennsylvania state troopers in 2018 for wrongful arrest after he spent a year in jail for an arrest stemming from a fight outside an American Legion bar. Didn't matter in that moment, though. Did not matter at all. If this man can do this, what excuse do any of us have for continuing to stir the tensions, the strife? Much more as we continue our broadcast today. And again, we are shattering false narratives on this broadcast. That's what we do. and we chart our own course. Stay with us. Back on the broadcast, over on the text line, I mentioned the 24/7 nature of this business. This texter says, Vince, some of us think you're off all the time. Oh, I mean not working. My bad. That's pretty good. This person saying, I understand completely, Mr. Vince. I have a landscape maintenance business. Days off or never days off. My lawn, my neighbor's lawn, mom's, etc. That's Chris out of Greenville. I can imagine it's nonstop. I'm trying to go through carefully some of the items here on the text line. I think the job has gotten even more difficult, to be honest with you, in the atmosphere that we have. This is the weirdest time. How many of you feel that same way? This is just such a weird season. Between COVID-19... and the racial tensions, this is just a very, very bizarre time. By the way, I've got to tell you what's happened here. We warned you about this last week and the week before. There was a Supreme Court ruling that was coming, and there was some speculation that we may have a Republican-appointed defector who goes along with the liberal judges on the Supreme Court on this abortion ruling. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you it has happened. By a vote of 5-4, the Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have the right to admit patients at nearby hospitals. And guess who the defector is? Anybody want to guess? Who is it? It is indeed John Roberts, the Chief Justice, who has gone along with the liberals to strike this down 5-4. See, this again gets back to the idea, what is the point? Sometimes you just have to ask, what is the point? When you have, essentially, justices on the court who have decided to legislate, is what it amounts to substitute their judgment for people in a particular state. It's very, very sad to see. But I thought you would want to know what has happened here. Let's go out to a call from Herb. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Vince. Your comment about black people being bamboozled and, I guess, fed a lot of misinformation. Yes, you're absolutely correct. But the problem lie with the Americans of African descent themselves. And I wish I could quote the scripture, and then when I paraphrase it, you'll probably remember it. This one particular prophet said, my people perish
for lack of knowledge.
Yep. And that is, in my opinion, that is what's happening here. Because, you know, they've been given this, Frankenstein version of history with the movie Gone with the Wind. There's a lot of truth in there, and there's some fiction in there. And the part that's been discarded across the board, that Africans have always been in this slave position. We had people of renown all the way back from the 1700s, and after the Civil War, we had Black Wall Street, we had Wilmington, North Carolina, we had Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, Atlanta. African communities were unbelievably prosperous. And then as we entered the 1907s and 10s, this is when the upsurge of white supremacy went in and destroyed these communities. But there are many books out there that will educate people that, look, You're constantly fed this thing about you are the victim and this, that, and the other, but you're not given these other historical facts. And one last thing, this thing about always blaming the South. Now, I know we don't have the time here to discuss it, but the North wasn't any better than the South with respect to treatment toward Africans. And a lot of Africans that went over to the North escaping slavery came back to the South and joined the Confederate Army. And that's a fact. That is a fact. And if you want to talk to me offline and reference you to many sources whereby you can check it out.
Yep, I hear you, man. And you know the important thing to remember about this, Herb, yes, you can look back at the atrocities. And this is one of the things I think is so important, Herb, because I can tell you do this. It's not that you forget those, but those are not the prominent stories in your history. The prominent stories are what? The fact that despite all of those things, we overcome. That has to be the prominent story. Don't you agree, Herb?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's why I mentioned, you know, Black Wall Street and
yes.
Atlanta and Wilmington, North Carolina. The fantastic stories of African achievement
yes.
in those communities.
Yes, despite the circumstances around them. Very important
exactly,
stuff here, Herb.
Exactly right.
Herb, I appreciate your call. Hold on the line because I'd like to get some information from you. This is and this is what really concerns me about this, because this continuing oppression narrative that is promoted nonstop, it's discouraging, and it causes people to feel like there's no use, that this racism and you being held back is going to be permanent, and that there's no hope. See, this is what concerns me. It's a promotion of hopelessness and victimology, and I absolutely refuse to participate. I just will not participate in that nonsense. Joe, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you? And welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Great. That was an interesting take from the gentleman just before me and his understanding of things. And I have an understanding as well, but mine is a bit more promising. I've lived in the South all my life here in the Carolinas, and I have never felt that level of victimization and hopelessness.
Good for you.
We went to Vacation Bible School every summer. And we were told, when other people are walking, you have to run. And your helping hand is at the end of your own arm.
Amen.
And those were the things that I were taught. Now, when we talk about how the news changes people and how media changes people, the first newsreel given by government of propaganda and swaying the ignorance of our population was done by who, Vince?
Do tell,
remember,
Joe.
Remember, it was Birth of a Nation right there in the White House.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So Birth it didn't Nation. Start with Gone with the Wind. So propaganda and how the news narrative in modern times that we're in leads, that is nothing that is human nature. That is developed. That was developed in our own society. That's man-made.
Yes.
So when you begin to push that narrative from government, Birth of a Nation, and then you have Jim Crow that pushes another government narrative, and then you have redlining and the denial of resources and equal application under the Constitution, and you continue to push that narrative, and then when you push it in public textbooks.
Yep. Yep. Unfortunately, snowballs from there. Joe, always good to talk with you. Good to reconnect. We're just not going to put up with the nonsense. We're going to be optimistic. Coming up, some important races I'm going to tell you about. You'll love these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Boy, do I have some great election stories to tell you about, just in case you haven't heard them. But I love them. One regarding a friend of mine, and the other a person, frankly, I've never heard of. Of course, it's not my congressional district, so I have a good reason not to know. Let's go out to a call from Anita. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Vance. And then, like I say, you are the voice of reason. This is getting really concerning as we're watching our country just implode from within. And our elected leaders, where are they? Where are their friggin' voices? I mean, they're more worried about votes, and they won't come out and say anything. This morning, I don't know if you saw this, I'm sure you have, the Washington Post editor that come out and said, white women, lucky we're not calling for revenge. Going back to Emmett Till, and like all white women did that. And then everybody doing this victimization crap.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, white women were not allowed to vote. Do they realize that? That all happened in the damn 60s, too. We're an imperfect union, but I'm here to tell you, the racial crap that's being pushed has not been there. It was not there. Mr. Obama did that or stoked it when he started talking about Trayvon Martin would look just like him, weighed in, the Ferguson case. When that guy attacked the police officers, hand up, don't shoot, was a lie. And our media, shame on them, Vince. I mean, what does a normal person do when they see and they're worried about this country and their fellow citizens that it's imploding?
Yep, I hear where you're coming from, Anita. Very much appreciate your call. And the truth of the matter, if you go back to the Emmett Till story, for instance, a white woman, I don't care who she was, would not be able to accomplish what she did with that story without the help of some very reprehensible white men. I mean, let's just get real. It just blows my mind that here we would be talking about revenge for something that happened decades ago. The same reason why and I've said before, this is what I said on this program in talking about Juneteenth, that it's time for us, those of us who are black, we need to cut out the complaining about slavery. We don't have any reason, we don't have any excuse to continue to complain about slavery in 2020. We just don't. Now, if you want to do that, go right ahead. But I'm going to be focused on being the best person I can be today, helping to raise my children to be the best people they can be today. It just blows my mind. But unfortunately, this is the kind of fare that gets served up day after day on liberal media. I want to tell you about a couple of races that took place, and if you've already heard these stories, I hope you will excuse my mentioning these today. But I found them to be quite intriguing. First, starting close to home in Western North Carolina, this is the seat vacated by my friend Mark Meadows, who is now the chief of staff for the president. In the election to replace him, the primary, Madison Cawthorn won the nomination on the Republican side. Never heard of this guy. He could end up being one of the youngest people ever elected to Congress. This kid's 24 years old. 24. 24-year-old CEO of a real estate investment company and a motivational speaker. He won the runoff in the 11th district last week, receiving more than 65% of the vote. And because this is a very strong Republican district, he's likely to win the election in this safe Republican seat. As I mentioned, if he wins, he would be one of the youngest people ever, ever elected to Congress. His primary victory is a stunning upset to Bennett. Those of you not familiar with this race, Linda Bennett was the other candidate running. A former aide to Mark Meadows, who was endorsed by Donald Trump and Ohio Representative Jim Jordan. Talk about some heavy hitters. Now, in the primary that happened back in March 3rd, Cawthorn finished second with 20% of the vote, just shy of Bennett, who received 23%. So after the primary, four candidates who did not qualify for the runoff endorsed Cawthorn, which provided him a lot of momentum. So it'll be interesting, and honestly, I want to talk to this kid. He's described himself as a constitutional conservative. I would love to know more. And before I say anything more in the affirmative, I want to find out where he's coming from. So hopefully we will have a conversation with him on this program very soon. Then the other victory that I'm very thrilled about. This happened last week as well. My good friend Congressman Thomas Massey has defeated his challenger, Todd McMurtry. This was seismic. You want to know what the numbers, you want to guess what the numbers were on this, John? Now, let me, before I go into this, and I don't mind, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck by saying this. This is the one that Donald Trump wanted to throw out of the party because of his insistence that members of Congress go and do their freaking jobs and do a roll call vote on spending trillions of dollars. Donald Trump characterize my good friend Thomas Massey as a third-rate grandstander. And that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it really ticked me off. And I think this is a strong message, mainly of support for Thomas Massey and appreciation in his district of who this guy is, because they have a real gem in Thomas Massey. So what do you think this margin is, John?
I would say, having heard him on the show a few times and listened to what he had to say, probably a 70-30 type split.
Get a load of this, 88-12.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This was not even close, 88-12. This is a landslide. They know Thomas Massey. Now, the ironic thing about this, because the president was pushing for him to get ousted, McMurtry became consumed by, guess what? His Never Trump record and allegations of racism. We told you about the racism stuff earlier. McMurtry initially garnered the support of Representative Liz Cheney and powerful special interest groups. But it was all for naught. The other interesting thing about this, with Justin Amash joining the Libertarian Party, Thomas Massey is now emerging as the most high-profile Libertarian voice in the U.S. House. So that is a wonderful thing, the fact that he has been renominated, and this will be, you don't want to ever take anything for granted, but well-positioned for November. So I celebrate this victory. Stay with us. Broadcast some other positive items to share with you. One of the other recent rulings that is something to celebrate, a federal judge ruled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Attorney General, and the mayor may not order or enforce indoor or outdoor restrictions on religious worship gatherings. This goes to the heart of free exercise of religion and freedom of speech, which liberals do not believe in. It's just that simple. The judge issued a preliminary injunction and said that Governor Cuomo is wrong to limit worship services as a matter of public safety, yet condone mass protests. In awarding that injunction, the court noted that non-essential businesses that enjoy a 50% capacity limitation are not justifiably different from houses of worship. Well, duh! Adding to his order, the governor, attorney general, and mayor are enjoined and restrained from enforcing any indoor gathering limitations against the involved houses of worship greater than imposed for Phase 2 industries. If participants follow the prescribed social distancing, they're also forbidden from enforcing any limitation for outdoor gatherings, provided the participants in such gatherings follow social distancing requirements. I mean, this is all pretty basic. Why would you single out churches separately from other businesses? Well, there's only one reason. It's because you are a hater of everything related to God. I don't hesitate to say this because that's what we're dealing with. These are people who are profoundly hateful toward Christianity. I was having this conversation the other day with a friend, and we were discussing the fact this is why communists want to rip apart foundations like the nuclear family, because once they destroy all of these things, once they destroy religion, destroy the family, they have free reign, because you have people who are so screwed up, they will need the state to compensate for all of the dysfunction that will inevitably happen in society. What you have are ready-made victims, ready to be exploited by big government. That's how this works. Whole people do not call for communism and socialism. It is just that simple. There is a brokenness within. There is a craving, a spiritual craving that left unattended and unaddressed by appropriate spiritual help that then is vulnerable to the counterfeit, which is some sort of government program or initiative. That's how this works. See, you can go to other hosts and you can listen to them talk about the political aspects of this. Probably, this is one of those few broadcasts where you're going to hear what the true root is. It is spiritual. And what these politicians do is exploit these vulnerabilities. See, I want to see people whole, because whole people will not fall for this crap that Black Lives Matter and these other groups. Can I just say again, because I want to make sure, just in case anybody wasn't, you know, anybody here was not listening for whatever reason to what I've communicated before. And I continue to see these posts. They are wearying. The people the white people identifying with Black Lives Matter. My head's ready to explode. It really is. Can I tell you again why I do not use that phrase? I have banned that personally, unless I'm talking about a news story. No, I will not use the phrase, in a positive way, Black Lives Matter. I also will not use the phrase All Lives Matter. The whole discussion and debate is nonsense. It's BS. I follow the narrative that is heaven sent. And that narrative is love your neighbor as yourself. Case closed. You don't need to get involved in all these silly conversations about semantics. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine who is Hispanic, by the way. In fact, we have a fun time making jokes, which I won't repeat here. No, they're not bad ones. My friend is Mexican, and he's always making jokes about that fact. Because he also, by the way, believes in legal immigration. I want to make that very clear. And we were just discussing this the other day. That there are so many people who, he understands, he's at a time of spiritual exploration. And yet, not as a professing Christian, he gets this. He understands this whole thing about the broken family, the disintegrating family, and the spiritual values. He gets it. This is why these groups are getting traction like never before. But we're not going to tolerate that here. So this will help you understand why the language that I use is very different from what you may hear elsewhere. Still to come in the broadcast, I'm going to tell you about how I spent last week. We'll also go into this mask issue. As you know, these are now mandatory as you go out in public here in North Carolina. I want to know what you think about this. Are you ready for this? Are you practicing? Are you practicing this right now by wearing a mask everywhere you go? Or are you one of these people pushing back? One of you anti-science people. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Science!
And we'll also talk about the president, his latest, do you call it a blooper? I don't know. That much more as we continue our number two straight ahead.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.